When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
To get better, and we'll see where that goes. You know, we have to, deals have to come together. Try to do smart deals, but ultimately, like, I think we have a really great foundation right now. It's just a question of, can we build around that and make it better?
President of Baseball Operations Jed Hoyer talking about the offseason that the Cubs have had so far. Their name has come up in a lot of different iterations of trades. They're still waiting on some stuff, and they've been out here telegraphing that they want to trade Cody Bellinger. And now maybe Seiya Suzuki doesn't want to be here anymore because they might want him to be the DH on this team, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Because he's not a good fielder.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff.
There's a lot of stuff percolating, Lawrence. And let's start with...
It's time for it.
Let's start with what I think is the headline that you've been stressing that a lot of people are feeling. And this is the basic element behind things that are going on. It's not the only one, because I do believe that for different reasons, Craig Counsell, Carter Hawkins, and Jed Hoyer are all giving voice to a go-for-it mindset right now for this year. But it comes with financial constraints. This is Ken Rosenthal on Inside the Clubhouse from Saturday morning with Bruce Levine. And was it Ryan McGuffey? Was it our guy Ryan McGuffey with Bruce? It usually is on Saturday morning. I do believe it was. When asked why the Cubs are not in on Juan Soto.
Why aren't the Cubs a team that's playing in this deep pool of $700 million contracts and 13, 14, 15-year deals?
They should be.
Yeah.
They should be.
Thank you.
And they are a team that is a big market team, right? They play in a big market. There is no reason the Cubs should not be in this mix. And the only person who can answer that question is Tom Ricketts. And he's the owner, and he sets the budget and sets the agenda along those lines. They remind me very much of where the Red Sox have been the previous 3 or 4 years, kind of not participating in a big way in the free agent market, doing piecemeal things like Matthew Boyd. And I don't understand it. The Cubs are, as I said, a big market team. They should be operating that way, just as the Red Sox seemingly are operating that way now, but they are in the same boat.
That is red meat that I put on your plate, Mr. Holmes.
This is exactly how I feel, and this is one of baseball's most trusted reporters saying that on the Cubs flagship.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right. I'm tired of this.
Okay. Now, I understand that, and we'll have all offseason to discuss, and we will. But
I thought you said you put red meat on my plate. Why can't I eat it?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Good.
You're in a division
mm-hmm.
where if you look at the amount of money you make versus the amount of money that the other teams make, it's not – some of them you can combine, and they're not even close to what it is that you do and what you have and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just
– not even – no ketchup either on the red meat. Just
– no, I don't do that.
No, you don't do that.
No. A little bit of sea salt, occasionally,
that's
depending.
Nice. Black pepper.
Although, last night, went to Bien Me Sabe. Don't need anything, man. That's the truth.
They know what they're doing?
That's a favorite of me and Tanny.
Were you up on the north side? Up on the north side last night?
Yeah.
Or downtown here?
I went north side.
Oh.
Yeah?
And it's in Edgewater? The one in Edgewater? Or is it Andersonville, maybe?
Is it Ravenswood technically?
Maybe it might be Ravenswood.
I think it's technically Ravenswood.
Those Tecanos, man.
Fam.
With that sweet sauce?
I had never tried the Venezuelan lemonade before. So good.
Really?
Yeah. Brown sugar cane they make it with.
Let's
Speaks.
Go. Let's go.
Maybe I'll choose that place when Shane loses the bet.
I would like that. It's cheap.
Inexpensive.
yeah, inexpensive. Not cheap. Sure, sure. Yeah, sure, sure.
Now, back to the Cubs front office.
Sorry, I got all excited talking about red meat.
Brought us right back. So look, that's the reality of this offseason. And we've heard Jed Hoyer say, yep, we will be in on some of those kind of players, but we're not in on this one. And this now, though, leaves an opening for them to be aggressive via trade. These are Carter Hawkins' comments to The Athletic in the piece about Kyle Tucker, talking about how important it is to go from 85 to 87 wins, that it might be the difference between making the playoffs and not making the playoffs. He was asked this question firmly. Does this mean the Cubs are in a cycle of contention where they're willing to trade future wins for current wins? And Carter Hawkins didn't hesitate to Patrick Mooney. He said, that's correct, he said. So they're going to be super aggressive via trade right the hell now.
But it should be both, Speaks.
I understand. I understand.
That's the thing.
Here's what I'm telling you, though. If they get Kyle Tucker, okay? If they get Kyle Tucker.
If they don't get Kyle Tucker, me and you are going to have a tussle.
But if they, let's say they get Kyle Tucker and they trade away Cody Bellinger, which is what the rumors look like right now.
I think that would be an upgrade.
That is an upgrade. If they're trading Bellinger, who's owed $27.5 million with an option for the year behind that, Tucker's only owed $16.7 million, so you got some of that. But Tucker's a much better player. I really like Bellinger as a player, but he played in 130 games at a 2.2 F4. Kyle Tucker was a 4-win player in only 78 games. 50 games fewer, 54 games fewer, and 52 games fewer. And he had almost two more wins. And Kyle Tucker is a stud at the age of 27, and it would be a tremendous upgrade. Even if they lose Paredes and prospects for Tucker and they play Matt Shaw at third base, you know, and you've taken away Bellinger, if you keep Suzuki as your DH, you are a better team. At that point. Now, maybe they should keep Bellinger as well and have all these pieces. And you could have Bellinger at first base and Michael Bush as a pinch hitter. There's no reason you have to hand him the job.
You might have to have Michael Bush at second base if Nico's not healthy.
It's possible. But I'm telling you that the front office and council want to be aggressive, but they do have some constraints as of right now.
I'm not giving them any alibis. But we'll continue to talk about this all throughout the winter. When we come back, there's a story in college football that's really intrigued us, and it's going on in Chapel Hill, and it does have some impact on the Bears. Our guy, Adam Rittenberg, is a friend of the show. He's going to join us to explain all of this next on The Score. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.